Now, health services will come under huge pressure to work through backlogs of missed smear tests during the COVID-19 lockdown, a charity has warned today. Around 600,000 tests would have been carried out in the UK in April and May had services been operating normally, Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust says, but many were cancelled or delayed. Now, that's in addition to a backlog of 1.5 million appointments missed annually. Fears of catching COVID-19 have also put some women off of booking tests. Well, let's now talk to Emma Davies. Her cancer was picked up during a routine smear test after the birth of her first baby. And Emma joins me now. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
So really, you weren't expecting, you just had your baby and you went along, routine test. I would imagine you, like all of us, were just expecting it to come back with nothing.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I went along, I had my little baby. I thought, I always attended every appointment, you know, when they called me up. And I did feel something was slightly wrong, but at that point, they did say it was still very, very early on when they actually caught it. So but if I hadn't had it, I probably wouldn't be here today. So it was a lifesaver.
It was pretty soon after you'd had your baby. And I would imagine a lot of the changes and things that were going on, you probably thought, oh, well, you know, I've just been pregnant, I've just given birth, and things, you know, things that you might be alerted to prior to that, you just dismiss.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, obviously first baby, have no clue what it's all about when you first have a baby. It's all very new. And speaking to a friend, I just said, I just feel, you know, I definitely had postnatal depression, so that didn't, you know, that didn't help. I went along thinking, oh, it's most probably fine. My body's all over the place and it will be fine. But as it was, she was only born in the April, and by the September, I got diagnosed with cervical cancer, which was a terrible shock.
So what happened after that diagnosis?
After that, I, within a period of 6 weeks, I was operated on at the Royal Surrey, and I was with the Royal Surrey. I've been with them now for nearly 7 years, and they actually they took 90% of my cervix away. But they left 10% because we were hoping we'd have another baby. But as time went on, it didn't happen. And I ended up having a hysterectomy only just over 4 weeks ago. So they could remove everything.
That must have been really devastating for you to know that because of this, you won't have that second baby.
Yes, it is. And obviously, we were very fortunate obviously to have the first one, but obviously it wasn't meant to be, and the chances of, obviously because they left 10% of my cervix, it was still a chance that the cancer could return, and so the Royal Surrey, who are absolutely incredible, you know, said that the hysterectomy would be actually vital to make sure that I am safe, and but the smear test was the lifesaver in the first place. And I know that lots of women don't attend their appointments.
Oh, well, do you know, you get the letter and you think, oh, you know, because nobody enjoys them and they last seconds, but it's one of those things that everybody dreads.
Yeah, absolutely. But then how I put it across to lots of friends and family is that it's 2 minutes of pain, but then I've had to endure 7 years of constant, you know, investigation, prodding and pulling around, and it's you know, and I was somebody which regularly went for my smear test, so you know, it's 2 minutes of pain, and just do it, you know, just please, just don't put it off. It's so worth it, because you know, you never know. I didn't know.
There must, every time you look at your child, there must be those what ifs. If you hadn't gone for that test, you know, you would not have experienced some of those joyful moments of being a parent.
Absolutely. And I remember when I met my consultant, Simon Butler Manuel, he said to me, I'm afraid to say that if you hadn't gone for this one, you wouldn't be seeing your daughter's second birthday. So I was just so fortunate And that smear test is, you know, is so important because it detects everything. And it, you know, I'm here today to tell the tale. So, you know, it's vital, absolutely vital.
What was it, you know, for you, having just given birth, which is, you know, when you have your first baby, it's a difficult enough time, sort of a combination of being really joyful, but really sort of life-changing and difficult.
Yes.
And then to have to go through all this medical treatment as well, I can't imagine beginning to cope with something like that.
It was, in so many words, it was the worst time of our lives. We'd got married the year before, we got married the year before in 2012, and I fell pregnant within 6 weeks after getting married, which was wonderful. And obviously, that you wait for this baby, it's the most joyful time in anybody's life. And then to be hit with that news, it destroyed us, absolutely destroyed us. But because my husband and I are, you know, we're very close, we support each other no matter what. We got through it with family and friends behind us, but it took a long time to get over this. And even now it makes me still very upset to think what happened. And those years I felt were that time was taken away from having that time with my baby, of the happiness and joyful time, instead of having a massive operation and frightened that it could come back. And that was the frightening thing, that it could come back. But now I've obviously been given, you know, the chance now to live my life, and it's amazing.
We always think it's going to happen to someone else, don't we? We hear your story and think, well, that's Emma's story, it's never going to be mine.
Yeah, I never thought it would happen to me. And my dad, he had cancer, but, you know, and that was awful. And for me, it never, after being pregnant, never thought that would ever be the case, but it grew through my pregnancy. And I had a wonderful pregnancy. I was such a well-fit person throughout my pregnancy. I loved it, every minute of it. And then we were hit with this massive bombshell that it frightened.
And this was just routine. This was a test you had post-pregnancy, just a routine thing, not because of any other issues. And actually quite alarming to hear that routine tests, as a result of COVID-19, a lot of them have been pushed back. And I would imagine for some people the temptation will be, oh, well, you know, I won't bother, they're busy.
Yeah, absolutely. But I can tell you now that they are urging people to go in. And the hospitals and the doctors are perfectly safe. I've been attending, obviously, the hospital and doctors regularly for the last month. And it is safe. They have got everything in place. They would not put their patients at risk. So, you know, if anybody's hesitant, don't be, because they are making sure that their patients are safe. And you know, urging people to have these tests, it is really important to do it.
And how are you now? Obviously, just getting, getting recovered after that hysterectomy. You sound, though, that you're really positive and looking forward to the future.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm over the moon that I've had it now, and so grateful to Simon and Kavita for what they've done under Royal Surrey. And I am excited now because I don't have the risk of ovarian cancer coming back, I could get that as well. And, you know, I've got a lot to look forward to with my family. So, yeah, it's wonderful now. I'm looking forward to the future.
Emma, thank you for sharing your story. I'm sure that many people will get that test done as a result of hearing from you. Good luck with the future. Really nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you. So, Emma, routine smear test picks up cancer. And that's her story, and concerns actually that the health service will come under huge pressure working through backlogs of missed smear tests during the COVID-19 lockdown, a charity has warned. Did you have something? You know, a lot of these routine appointments that we haven't been able to get, that's when things are picked up. And I'd love to hear, maybe you're somebody that life changed during a routine appointment. We love hearing your reaction and what you've got to say about the various stories that we cover on the programme.